Hey there guys, my name's Chris, coming to you live on Brooks Radio here with the Oxford Survival Guide. And in this first really short kind of introductory episode, we're just going to talk a little bit about what the show is going to be about. I'm going to give you a few tips on where to find some of those all-important discounts. I'm going to tell you what's going on this weekend. I'm going to tell you where you can find things. I'm just going to tell you a whole bunch of stuff, really. One of my big passions is local music. We're going to play a lot of local bands. I've been around for 30 years, so I've had the privilege of seeing a lot of great, great bands come through Oxford. And over the course of the next few weeks, we're going to hopefully try and get some of the guys from those bands to come in. There's a couple of fairly well-known people I'm hoping to get through these doors. So what we're going to do to start off is introduce you to Oxford Music, I guess, with one of my favourite songs, one of my favourite local bands. This is the Mighty Supergrass and All Right. That was Supergrass with All Right. And one of the things I've been asked a lot, actually, since I've been here, I've been around town for quite a long time, as I've probably just said. I've been asked, you know, what there is to see, what there is to do in Oxford. You've all been here at least a couple of months now, so you've probably had a chance to go out and properly explore. And it really depends what you're into. I mean, Oxford really is a town for everybody. We've got some of the best museums in the world. If you haven't had a chance to check out the Ashmolean Museum yet, which is on the corner of Beaumont Street and St. Giles. It's one of the oldest museums in the world, and frankly, if you want to go and stare at shiny objects and incredible pieces of art all day, that is probably your place to go. My favourite museum in town, and there are a lot of museums in town, I'm not going to lie to you, my favourite museum in town is the Science Museum on Broad Street, where you can check out a whole bunch of really, really cool stuff. So you can check out things like Marconi's radio, and there's a blackboard that was used by Einstein to explain the theory of relativity, all sorts of craziness around town. If you like theatre, we've got at least four theatres that I can think of, and they're worth checking out. Usually the best places to go are the Burton Taylor and the Playhouse, purely because of the sheer quality of just indie plays they put on, of stand-up comedians. There's some really good names come through Oxford on a really regular basis. We just had Jimmy Carr through, and so many people. But otherwise, you know, there's some beautiful places just to go and take a walk. You can go around the park at Christchurch, and you'll see animals that, you know, look a bit kind of fairy tale-ish. You can go around the botanical gardens with your Brooks card for free and look at some flowers. If you're a fan of the Philip Pullman books, that's where a lot of that is set. And then just next to that, you've got a small meadow, which is best known as the setting of Lord of the Rings. You know, Oxford has something for pretty much everybody. And like I said, I'm going to keep hammering this point home. I think my favourite thing about Oxford is still the music scene. We've given the world so many incredible bands. If you ever get a chance to go and see a gig at the Jericho Tavern, it's somewhat of a legendary place in Oxford music. You know, Radiohead have played there. So many people have played there. It's unbelievable. And really, I think that's the most haphazard segue into a song that anyone has ever attempted on this station. But, you know, we're still learning. We're still keeping it going. And I'm going to play you some Radiohead now. So please enjoy the wonderful, wonderful sounds of the Karma Police. And that was Saturday Night by Hashtag Alice, following up from Karma Police by Radiohead. And that serves as a kind of a nice segue into what I want to talk to you guys about next, because obviously you want to know what's coming up this weekend, you want to know what you're going to be doing. And I thought I'd start off by making it a simple for the afternoon, you know, nice quiet one to ease your way in. If you're a sporting fan this Saturday afternoon, we've got Oxford City at home. They're at the bottom of Marsh Lane, which is about a 10-minute walk from Clive Booth, should you be down that way, about a 20-minute walk from campus. Pretty cheap to get in. You can have a beer, you can have a smoke while you watch the game. It's a pretty relaxed atmosphere down there. They're at home to Wealdstone this weekend, who are from somewhere down in Essex, I think, but, you know, I can't be completely sure. Geography is not my subject. I'm a law student. But it's well worth getting down there and lending your support to Oxford City. They're having a really good year this season. They've just got to the second round of the FA Cup. They're off to go and play Notts County, I believe, in a couple of weeks' time. So get down there and give them your support, because they're doing big things locally. It's a good day out, and, you know, give a little bit of support to the local community. You know, you might be an Arsenal fan, you might be a Man United fan, you might not even like football, you'll still have a good time down there, meet some good people, and who knows, maybe you'll find a new love. If you're a rugby fan, on the other hand, Oxford Harlequins are at home in the Cup this weekend. They are playing Chinna Seconds, which I'm told is, you know, fairly important. I'm not really a rugby guy, but I know this is a thing. They're on Marston Frey Road, which again is about a 20-minute walk from campus, down the same direction, funnily enough. So if either of those tickle your fancy, the football kicks off at 3, the rugby kicks off at 2:30, and I'm sure you'll have a good time wherever you end up. If you're out and about this Saturday night and you've got no plans, you know, maybe you've already got tired of the attic and emporium kind of revolving door, there's a fairly big gig down Cali Road at the O2 Academy. Newton Faulkner's coming to town. I don't know if any of you are Newton Faulkner fans. You know, I'm personally a little bit indifferent on the guy, but I know he's got a lot of fans here and there. His show starts at 7 o'clock. I think tickets are about £25. And well worth the investment if you've got nothing else to do, I'm sure. We're going to go on talking about what's going on Sunday in just a second. But before we do that, I'm going to play you another song by another local artist. This is Lewis Watson. It's an old song of his, an old demo of his called Number 3, but it's a really, really fun little song. So I'm just gonna drop that for you right now. That was number three by Lewis Watson. It's an old song, but still one I really enjoy. And he's since gone on to sort of slightly take over the world a little bit. He's a little bit like Oxford's own little version of Ed Sheeran, but with a little bit more charisma charm. And the reason I kind of decided to play him for you was, you know, I talk about Sunday. Sunday in Oxford actually is a really big night for open mics. If you happen to be a musician, or if you want to be a musician, or if you just enjoy hanging out around musicians and listening to them in the comfort of a nice warm pub, you can get down to the Bear, which is just off the High Street in Oxford, for the open mic at 7 o'clock on a Sunday. Or if you want to take a wander down Jericho and see that kind of slightly different slice of life down there, you can hit the Harcourt Arms or the Bookbinders open mics. They both kick off at 8 o'clock. And you find there's a lot of really good, really strong musicians around Oxford. There's always this kind of bubbling undercurrent of talent that just feels like it's waiting to break through. It's a really good place to see them. If for some reason you're not a music fan, I question why you were listening to the radio if you weren't a music fan. But if film happens to be your thing, you want to see a classic, I'd really recommend you get yourself down to the Ultimate Picture Palace as well on Sunday, which is on Cowley Road. At 3:30, they're showing the amazing Charlie Chaplin film, The Great Dictator, and that's well, well worth your time if you've never seen it. It's absolute masterpiece of cinema. But, you know, I know most of you just kind of hung on with me for the discounts, so I know you all want to get out and party, get a drink on. So I'm going to play you a song called Drink by the Jazz Butcher, and then we're going to come back with all of those discounts for the week. So enjoy Drink by the Jazz Butcher. And that was Drink by the Jazz Butcher, and we're going into the discount section now. Don't panic, don't panic. So the first thing to remember is if you haven't done it already, you really need to get yourself one of those NUS extra cards. I think you picked them from the Student Union. And most places around town will give you a decent discount for drinks and food and all sorts of craziness. If you're carrying one of those cards, really good for discount cinema tickets. Anything you could really imagine, you get a student discount on. If you want discounts to go and see any of the sports I just talked about as well, you'll find those very useful. The two highest discounts I've got for you this week are actually both ongoing discounts, which is quite nice. So if you get yourself down to the Checkers on the High Street for just a couple of quid, you can buy yourself a little student key card that gets you 20% off your drinks between Monday and Thursday after 8 o'clock, which is really good if you're going out for pre's. You'll find that it's easily accessible, it's near all of the clubs. It's really, really a good place to be for all your drinking needs. So that's a one from between 8 onwards on Mondays to Thursdays, you get 20% off drinks at the Checkers. Should you find yourself out and about on a Thursday night for some reason, you want to go out and escape from the crowd that goes out to Fishies and Fuzzies on a Wednesday. You can also go down to the Crown, which is on Cornmarket. It's right next to McDonald's. It's really easy to find. They give a flat 20% discount to all students. Just show them your student card after 6 o'clock and they'll give you all of the discounts you could possibly ever need. Those are my big discounts for the week. I will have more. I'm going to try and get you some exclusive discounts as well because I know quite a few of the people around the club, so I'll see what I can hook up for you. But I think that's going to be me for this week. I'm going to end it there. A nice short show for you. And to play you out in the spirit of discounts, I'm going to play you Mr. 10% by Dive Dive. I hope you really enjoy it. Have yourselves a good week. Have a good weekend. If you've got any messages for me, if you want to ask any questions about Oxford, you can go to the Brooks Radio Facebook page. Leave them there. The guys will make sure I get those. Or you can send them to me on Twitter. I'm at Chasing Lamely. That's CHASINGLAMELY on Twitter. You can send me questions there. I will answer them either on there, on the show, or both. So that's me. Have a lovely, lovely week, a lovely weekend. I will see you here again next week. Bye, guys.